低头，更有一点的祷告。
We have a word of prayer.
So, 我们感谢你，你又再次聚集我们在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that once again you have gathered us before you.
我们感谢你，你把你的话要赏给我们。
We thank you that you are going to.
能够坐在你的脚前。
So we have to be seated at your feet.
我们想到就是说
，We think that some brothers and sisters are still on their way.
我们求你亲自做他们的引导。
Lord, I pray that you yourself be their guide.
但愿我们在大事小事上都仰望你。
In great things and small things, Lord, we look to you.
因为你是引导我们的一位。
Because you are the one that leads us.
所以我们把我们的弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
So we commit our brothers and sisters into your hands.
主啊，但愿你差遣天使视为安营保护我们。
And you use angels to keep us.
叫我们不遇见凶恶。
So that we may not, so that we may not, encounter, evil.
叫你自己的心能够得到饱满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
We commit this time into your hands.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠着基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们还是读几个地方的圣经。
We will look at a few scriptures.
马太福音
Matthew
第四章
Chapter 4
四章第十八节
Verse 18
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother,
在海里撒网
casting a net into the sea.
他们本是打鱼的
for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
我们特别注意第十九节，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
We like to especially pay attention to verse 19, saying, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
那这就是我们这一次的主题。
Now this is the theme of our time.
我们知道我们连着三个连着三个月的第三个礼拜六。
You know that for 3 months, we will spend the third Saturday together.
我们聚在一起，一同来看怎样做人海的渔夫。
We would like to see together how we can be fishers of men.
那上一次我们已经稍微看了一些。
Last time we already saw something.
我们从圣经里面来看怎样做一个人海的渔夫。
Through the Bible, we see how we can be fishers of men.
大家还记得我们曾经说到在以色列地有一个湖叫做加利利湖或者加利利海。
Now we know that there is a lake in Israel called the Lake of Galilee.
那里有许多的鱼
There are many fish
而且那里有许多的渔夫
There are many fishermen in that sea.
不过呢一直到主耶稣来以前
But not until the Lord came.
加利利海虽然有鱼
Although there were fish in Galilee.
但是以色列的渔业并不是很发达
But the fishing industry wasn't very developed.
我们知道以色列人他们是很好的农夫
Now we know that people of Israel, they were good farmers.
他们也很好的建造的人
They were good builders.
他们也很好做衣服的人
They were good making clothes.
而且他们也是很好从事矿业他们从事采矿的
They were good miners.
但是在旧约里面你从来没有听到很少提到鱼
In the Old Testament, you rarely hear about fishermen.
因为在旧约鱼只有一个字
Because in the Old Testament, fish was always singular.
从最大的鱼到最小的沙丁鱼在希伯来原文是一个字
From the largest fish to the small fish, you only had one word for the word fish.
所以我们就知道在旧约 居然加利利海在哪里。
So we know that in the Old Testament, even though the Sea of Galilee was there,
但是呢，加以色列的渔业并不是很发达。
But the fishing industry wasn't very developed.
一直等到主耶稣的时候。
Not until the time of Jesus.
那那个时候，我们知道渔业就开始发达。
Then the fishing industry started to get.
然后不止加利利海有很多的鱼。
Not only there were many fish in the Sea of Galilee.
而且那里有许多的渔夫。
But then there were many fishermen also.
主耶稣就呼召了其中的七个人。
So the Lord Jesus called seven of them.
十二个门徒里面大概有七个是渔夫。
Of the 12 disciples, probably seven were fishermen.
彼得、安德烈。
Peter, Andrew,
雅各、约翰
James, John,
然后呢，腓力和拿但业
Philip and Nathaniel.
拿但业就是巴多罗买
Nathaniel of Bartholomew.
还有一个就是多马
And the other one was Thomas.
所以大概呢，我们知道有七个人
So we probably know that there were seven.
你记得最后在约翰福音第二十一章讲到有七个人去打鱼
Now you know that in John 21 it says that seven of the disciples went to fish.
那讲到彼得和多马在带头
That Peter and Thomas, they led the way.
彼得曾经否认主。
Now Peter denied the Lord once.
多马曾经怀疑主。
Thomas doubted the Lord.
现在他们失望了。
Now they were disappointed.
他们要回到海边去打鱼。
They wanted to return to the sea to fish.
然后圣经告诉我们说，有西庇太的两个儿子。
So the Bible tells us that there were the two sons of
Zebedee. 那就是约翰跟雅各
That was James and John.
还有拿但业
Then Nathaniel.
还有两个门徒
And then two more disciples.
那那个两个门徒呢大概一个是安德烈
The two disciples, probably one of them was Andrew.
还有一个应该就是腓力
And the other probably was Philip.
所以我想这是非常非常清楚的
So this is very clear.
大概十二个门徒里面是这七个是打鱼的
The 12 disciples, seven are fishermen.
那么等到主第二次见到彼得跟雅各或者见到不见到彼得安德烈雅各约翰的时候
Now the second time that the Lord met James, John, Andrew and Peter
那第一次是他们遇见弥赛亚
The first time they met the Messiah
那么第二次呢他们遇见的人海是宇宙中最伟大的人海的渔夫
The second time they met the greatest fishermen of men
我就是我们的主自己
It was our Lord himself.
所以我们的主现在呼召这些门徒
Now the Lord was going to call these disciples
说是你们来跟从我我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样
He said come and follow me and I will make you fish as a man
所以这个就是这个就很清楚就是指着就是指着我们的主呼召我们来得人
Now this is clearly the Lord calling us so that we should be fish as a man
所以这个呼召只有在加利利海渔业开始发达以后
So this calling only came after the fishing industry started to develop
或者这样说和我们的主的来有关系
Or in other words it was closely tied to our Lord's coming
因为我们的主来了他要在人海里面得着许多的鱼
Because our Lord came and he was going to fish many men
他也要呼召一些人来和他做同样的事
And he was going to call many to do the same
所以我们知道因为这个缘故以色列的渔业就开始发达
So for this sake, the fishing industry started to develop.
万事互相效力
All things work together for
叫神的旨意叫神的旨意能够得着伸张
So that the will of God may be fulfilled.
结果呢我们知道现在我们的主自己不只是人海的渔夫
So now we know that not only our Lord was a fisherman.
在十二个门徒里面
Now among the 12 disciples.
有七个他们是非常懂得捕鱼的
Now seven of them really understood about fishing.
虽然另外五个也许不清楚
Even though the other five don't understand
但是主对他们的使命都是一个
But the Lord only had one purpose for them
主要叫他们得人如得鱼
The Lord wanted for them to fish men like they fish fish
所以弟兄姊妹当你读到四福音的时候
So when you study the four gospels
你发现加利利海在旧约很少提起的
You see the Sea of Galilee is rarely mentioned
你到四福音的时候一再讲到加利利海
When you study the four gospels, they keep on mentioning the Sea of Galilee.
许多的事情就发生在加利利海的四周。
So many things occurred around Sea of Galilee.
为什么
？Why？
我们的主为什么以加利利来做他的根据地
？Why did the Lord use the Sea of Galilee as his point of beginning？
他在加利利的时间根据地，他的 basis。
The basis of his work。
我们知道这个加利利他在加利利的时间比他在 心疼在耶路撒冷时间不知道多多少。
The time he spent in Galilee was probably much more than in Jerusalem.
因为他乃是用这幅图画告诉全世界的人。
Because he uses this picture to tell the world.
他不只要把福音送给人。
He was not only going to give the gospel.
而传福音就好像捕鱼一样。
And teaching the gospel was going to be like fishing.
就好像网鱼，就好像钓鱼一样。
As if you would cast the net to fish and also use it.
所以这个图画只有到新约才会清楚。
So this picture could only become clear in the New Testament.
所以我们要知道。
So let us know.
整个世界的局势的变化。
The whole events of the world.
乃是受神旨意的支配。
Governed by the purpose of God.
所以因着有神的旨意。
Now because there's a purpose of God.
因着神要把救恩为我们预备好。
Because the Lord wanted to prepare the salvation for us.
所以为着大家能够明白。
So that every everyone should understand.
福音是怎么回事？
What is the gospel?
传福音又是怎么回事？
What does it mean to preach the gospel?
所以神就安排许多的环境。
So then the Lord caused many environments.
所以加利利海就变成非常发达的地方。
So the Sea of Galilee started to become very developed.
然后在加利利周围所发生的事。
So all the things that occurred around the Sea of Galilee.
就能成为我们一个非常好的教材。
It can become a teaching material for us.
这样对我们来讲有许多事我们就能明白。
So we can understand anything.
本来传福音就是传福音。
Before preaching the gospel, just preaching the
gospel. 但是我们的主是用鱼做渔夫来告诉我们怎样传。
But the Lord uses the God of fishermen to teach us about this.
传福音的秘诀就是用做人海的渔夫这件事来叫我们明白。
The secret of the gospel is the preaching the gospel is illustrated using fishers.Is illustrated with fishes of men.
所以我们上一次已经特别讲到。
So last time we already mentioned.
讲到打鱼的这件事。
When you speak about fishing.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，特别圣经里面给我们看见有四种的方法。
The Bible shows us four ways of fishing.
有四种打鱼的方法。
There's four ways to fish.
第一就是钓鱼。
First is to fish
angling.钓鱼
，using the hook，
对啊，对啊，这个是一个对一个的
，it's one to one，
所以我们知道每一次当我们和一个人单独传福音的时候
，so when someone preaches the gospel individually，
那就是钓鱼的工作
，so that is fishing。
你记得我们的主遇见尼哥底母
，so remember when the Lord met Nicodemus，
你看见我们的主在那里要钓尼哥底母
，now the Lord wanted to fish Nicodemus，
那么撒玛利亚妇人也是这样。
The same thing with the woman Samaria.
本来我们的主不需要经过撒玛利亚。
Our Lord didn't have to go to Samaria.
因为那个时候犹太人跟撒玛利亚没有来。
Because at that time the Jews didn't have any relationship with.
我们的主将来是跨过约旦河，然后沿着约旦河东北上或者南下。
Our Lord will always cross the Jordan, go north and then south.
然后再弯道，再弯过来。
Then he will come back.
所以完全是把这个撒玛利亚完全越过去。
So he would always skip Samaria.
但是呢，这一次我们的主要去钓撒玛利亚妇。
But this time our Lord wanted to fish the woman of Samaria.
他要把活水供给她。
He wanted to give her the living water.
他要她得救。
He wanted her to be saved.
所以我想我们很清楚的，我们你记不记得那一次在井旁就两个人
？So at that time next to the well there were only two people.
不过不是晚上。
It wasn't at night.
他是晚上接见一个弟兄。
At night he met Nicodemus.
到了中午他接见那个罪人，那个撒玛利亚罪人。
At noon he came to meet the Samaritan.
所以你看见连传福音，我们知道我们都需要给从圣灵给我们的聚会。
So even preaching the gospel, we need the wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
一面传福音不错。
On the one hand, you do preach the gospel.
你应该向所有的人传福音。
You preach gospel to everyone.
但是你看我们的主非常的谨慎。
But you see, our Lord was very cautious.
在晚上他见尼哥底母。
At night he met Nicodemus.
到白天的时候。
But when it came daytime,
他要救那个撒玛利亚妇人。
He came to save the Samaritan woman.
所以你看见当他和他一对一谈话的时候。
So when he was speaking to her one-on-one,
最后撒玛利亚妇人得救。
Then the Samaritan woman was saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你要看见我们的主用什么样的钩。
Now you have to see our Lord uses a certain type of hook.
我们的主用什么样的鱼饵
uses what kind of bait.
然后呢这个鱼怎么就上钩了
And then the fish would cast onto the bait.
你看见吗我们的主对撒玛利亚夫人讲的话不能对尼哥底母讲。
Now the words that were spoken to the Samaritan woman weren't the same words that he spoke to
Nicodemus. 他对尼哥底母讲的不是对撒玛利亚夫人。
The words that he spoke to Nicodemus weren't the words that he spoke to the Samaritan woman.
你知道如果他对撒玛利亚夫人讲你们要重生。
Now if he spoke to the Samaritan woman, you have to be born again.
他根本听不懂。
She would run on
the fish. 那个鱼根本就跑掉了。
Then the fish would run away.
所以你看见吗钩很要紧。
Now the hook is very important.
线很要紧。
The line is very important.
那么鱼饵也很要紧。
The bait is also very important.
连钓鱼的人也很要紧。
Even a person fishing has to be very important.
你不小心你把你自己影子稍微往前一点你的影子就让你的整个的影子就让鱼看见了。
So if you just move your shadow a little bit, you might be seen.
那个鱼这个鱼钩不能太大。
The hook cannot be too big.
不能一下子就看见鱼钩了。
It's not the fish cannot just see the hook.
没有人看见鱼，鱼看见鱼钩没有愿意上钩的。
Any fish that sees the hook wouldn't want to go on it.
所以你看见吗？那个鱼饵把它遮住了。
So then the bait covers up the hook.
但是那个就是鱼饵呢，必须是刚好它喜欢的才可以。
But then the bait must be something that the fish likes.
你知道对尼哥底母讲的问题好像是学的问题。
Now the words that were spoken to Nicodemus are just very philosophical.
那么对于撒玛利亚妇人来，
But to the Samaritan woman,
她里面觉得饥渴
she was thirsty inside.
所以一个丈夫不够
so one husband is not enough.
五个丈夫都不能满足
five husbands are not enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个时候主知道他需要活水
so at this time, the Lord knew that he needed living water.
结果你看，饵对了，钩对了，线也对了
Now you know that the line was right, the hook was right, and the bait was right.
结果呢，我们知道。
Then we know the Samaritan woman was saved.
所以我们读圣经要记得。
So when we read the Bible, we have to be sure.
这个传福音的秘诀是在圣经里。
The secret of preaching the gospel is in the Bible.
当然，我们相信根据那些会传福音的人给了我们很多很多的很多很多的这个教训。
Now we know that many that have preached the gospel have given us many teachings.
也给我们很多的指引。
They have given us many directions.
为了这个，我们要感谢。
We should thank the Lord for this.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天拯救人的方法就在神话语的里面。
But brothers and sisters, the method of preaching the gospel isn't His word.
你如果要一个对一个的话
，If you're gonna fish one on one,
你要问主怎么一个对一个的。
Yes, ask how did the Lord teach the gospel?
主怎么一个一个钓那个鱼的
？How did the Lord fish the fish one by one?
那我想我们今天更后面我们会特别提到。
So today we're gonna mention specifically about that.
所以许多你看见在网在钓在这个做渔夫的过程打鱼的方法。法里面有一个是钓鱼
So we know that one of the ways of fishing is just to fish one on one
那这个非常重要
And this is very important
许多人有的人一传福音他就要几万人得救
So some people when they preach they want thousands to ten
thousands 如果没有一百个人来他讲起来就没有劲
If a hundred people don't show up he won't have
小猫三四只他就讲不下去了
If it's three or four he won't continue
从前倪弟兄呢听说他传福音很有意思
Now I heard the story about Brother Nee when he would teach the gospel
那我们讲道可以讲两个钟头。
Now when we speak, minister the word, we can minister for 2 hours.
很多弟兄姊妹学忍耐，背十字架就坐在底下听。
So then many brothers and sisters take up their cross and listen on the bottom.
这个传福音、听福音的人根本没一点忍耐都没有。
Now the listeners to the gospel don't have any patience.
所以如果你要抓住听众的话
，So if you want to capture their attention,
你20分钟就可以，不能讲两个钟头。
So twenty minutes is sufficient. You can't teach for 2 hours.
结果你就照讲两个钟头。
But brother, he would teach for 2 hours.
而且慢慢人就走了，慢慢人就走了。
So then people will slowly walk away.
我们如果传福音，人家看见慢人慢慢走，心里就凉了半截了。
So when we teach the gospel, if we see people walking away, we wouldn't know what to do.
结果有一次啊，两个钟头以后。
So then there was once where Brother Nee spoke for 2 hours.
在听众里面只剩下两个人。
Now among the listeners, there were only 2 left.
结果两个人都得救了。
Then both of them were saved.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？So brothers and sisters, you see.
今天我们都是雄心大志。
So today we all have
very ambitious.
So when we think about saving, we want to save thousands.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你一个人都救不了。
If you cannot even save one,
你怎么指望神用你又拯救一千人？
How do you expect the Lord for you to save 100?
你在主一个人这件事上没有在主那里得到教导。
If you haven't even learned how to save someone individually,
一个你都救不了。
You cannot even save one.
你说我要到蒙古去。
He said, I want to go to Mongolia.
你说我要到非洲去。
He said, I want to go to Africa.
你的雄心是很大。
And your heart and your ambition is very great.
但是就是。
But brothers and
sisters, 也许给你的就是一个人两个人。
Maybe the Lord only gave you one person.
你如果在小事上忠心。
If you are faithful in little things, brothers and sisters,
主就要把许多人加给你。
The Lord will grant you many others.
今天为什么我们聚会的时候，你看见福音好像没有，好像长篇没有果效？
Why is it that seems today that there's no results in our preaching?
这是我们每一个人不甘心只做一个。
Because none of us are willing just to save one.
弟兄姊妹，你如果能甘心救一个人
，If you are willing just to save one person,
你就能救许多人。
Then you can save many people.
所以问题就在这里。
So the problem is this:
一个人如果钓鱼的时候没有忍耐
，If someone is not patient when he fishes,
你希望他网鱼那个月忍耐，这是不可能的。
So you want him to be patient when he casts the net? It's impossible.
有这个，我们做过去年有美国几个年有两个汽车的年轻人。
We know that last summer there were two buses of young people.
他们到了以色列去。
They went to Israel.
到了加利利海。
They went to Galilee.
他们晚上去打鱼去了。
They went fishing at night.
也是两个大船。
There's two large boats.
而那个船呢，就是根据这个前不久，你记得加利利海忽然间水退。
Now that boat, you know, like a few years ago, the water receded to Sea of Galilee.
结果呢，因为水往后退啊，所以后来呢，就发现了主耶稣那个时候的船。
So because the water of Sea of Galilee receded, they found a boat from the Lord's time.
就是主耶稣那个时候的。
Just from the time that the Lord was here.
所以那个船就应该是彼得那个时候的船，也是雅各雅也是这个也是这个别人许多渔夫的船。
So that boat was most likely.Is similar to that of Peter and James.
So Galilee 有的犹太人虽然不信耶稣
，so there's a Galilean, even though he's not a believer.
他知道赚钱的机会来了
，he knows the opportunity to earn money.
所以他就投资了
，so he invested.
就完全照那个船的样子啊，又造了几个船。
So he recreated the same exact boat as the one they found.
那有一个船叫马太，一个船叫约翰，一个叫彼得，还有一个叫什么叫路加。
Now there's boats called James and John and Matthew and Luke.
那么我们坐的船是这样的船。
Now we went on one such boat.
所以你可以想象，大概彼得和主耶稣那个时候船大概就那样。
So you know that the boat of that time was probably very similar.
那么中午吃过晚饭以后，大家兴冲冲就上船了。
So after the lunch, we went on the boat.
那么我们要去打鱼去了。
So we were going to go fish.
那么这个打鱼去做样子是别人帮我们怎么打鱼的。
But we were just going through the motions, and then they were showing us how to do it.
那么我们知道，但是打了一个晚上两条，一条也没打到。
So we tried many times at night, and not even one fish.
虽然我们知道啊，在打鱼的时候打不到鱼是平常的。
Now when you fish, not catching anything is the normal.
你能不能忍受打不到鱼的打击？
Can you take the fact of not being able to catch anything?
一个人受了这个打击就不干了，就是你不可能做人才。
Now if somebody who cannot catch anything and is lost his faith, then you cannot fish.
我们说过，阿拉伯人是最不喜欢钓鱼的。
Now we know that the Arabs don't like fishing.
你把钩弄好了，线弄好了，饵也给他弄好了。
Line the whole
boat. 他自己什么都不需要做。
He won't have to do anything.
你说你现在只要坐在那里拿着这个杆就可以了。
If you tell, you just have to then hold the fishing rod.
没有两三分钟，他把连杆都丢掉了。
Two or three minutes later, he casts his net and
he. 所以你看见吗？这就是我们的情形。
So this is our condition.
我们要救人，就要成千成百。
When we want to save, we want to save hundreds and thousands. But brothers and sisters,
我们的主如果有一百只羊
if our Lord has 100 sheep,
只要迷失一只
if only one is lost,
他把99只放在一起
He'll leave the 99 aside.
然后他经过万山，经过非常的，经过这个千山万水，他一定要把那只羊找到
He will go to mountains and hills just to find that one sheep.
你看见了一个只羊在主心目中的地方。
You see the place that one sheep has in
the right heart. 99.
He already had 99.
你根据统计来说，99%差不多就是100，就是完全了。
Now according to statistics, 100 is 99 is almost perfect.
但是那一个主非要救回来。
But the Lord has to save that one.
如果今天全世界只有我一个罪人。
If in the whole world there was only one sinner.
你相信吗？主要为我这个罪人为我钉在十字架上。
The Lord was crucified for myself.
所以主的爱是这样的爱。
So the Lord's love is this kind of
主的爱就是如果就一个人他都愿意上十字架。
Our Lord's love is such that if there's only one sinner, he's willing to go to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的话就不是。
But if it is us,
if it is us, if it is us,
the cross is very painful.
如果有一天你算一算，在电脑里面算一算。
So、if you do a calculation
in the computer,
if I were to die for 10,000, I'm willing.
但是弟兄姊
妹, but brothers and sisters,
我们主爱我们到一个地。
So our Lord loves us to such a
extent. 就算是我们举全世界举一个罪人。
Just so that if there's only one sinner in this world,
他都愿意为我们钉。
He would be willing to be crucified.
所以我们的第一个方法是教育。
So the first method is to fit.
是一个对一个。
It's one to one.
所以我们要祷告。
So we have to pray.
求主让我们做一个钓鱼的。
Ask that the Lord will cause us to be fishers of men.
所以在你的祷告簿上。
So in your prayer book,
你很清楚谁你要求主救他。
Yeah, it's very clear who does the Lord wants you to save.
然后你看这些鱼都不一样。
You see that these fish are very different.
你要用什么样的鱼竿？
What kind of rod are you going to use?
你要用什么样的鱼线?
What kind of line are you going to use?
你要用什么样的鱼饵?
What kind of bait?
那个钩应该是怎样的?
What was the hook like?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你都已经计算好了。
He's calculated it.
你再去命令寻寻。
You seek before the Lord.
这个人非要得救不可。
You have to save this one.
所以就是你认识他。
You know him.
你知道他里面没有满足。
You know that they don't have satisfaction.
你知道他里面非常的孤单。
You know that he's very lonely.
因为你和他在一起。
Because you're together with him.
你知道他的情绪。
You know his condition.
所以这个时候呢，你要求助救他。
So at this time, you have to ask that the Lord will save him.
现在你要做个钓鱼的人。
So you have to be a fisher.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着你钓鱼的缘故。
Because you fish.
因着你在那里忠心的缘故。
Because you are faithful.
结果有的人就蒙恩得救。
So many are saved.
所以这是第一种钓鱼的，第一种打鱼的方式。
So this is the first method of fishing.
那第二个我们说过。
Now we've mentioned the
那就是彼得跟安德烈他们在主耶稣行走，他们在海里打鱼。
So the second one was when the Lord was walking next to the sea, Peter and Andrew were fishing.
这个大概多半在岸上。
They were probably near the beach.
因为主耶稣是沿着岸走的。
So because the Lord was walking along the side of the shore.
Mm-hmm. 那么当他走在岸上的时候。
So when he was walking on the shore.
他看见这里有一群人打鱼。
So he saw a few there fishing.
那么这是彼得跟安德烈。
So Peter and Andrew.
大概在他家的附近。
It's probably near their home.
那等一等再往前走。
So he watched a few more steps.
约翰跟雅各在那打鱼。
John and Jacob.
他们在那捕，事实上他们在那里捕网。
They were actually mending the net.
所以就在这个时候，主耶稣能呼召他们说：“我要叫你们得人如得鱼。”
So at this time, the Lord called them so that they could be fishers of men.
所以这个是在浅水湾打鱼的，不是在深水打鱼的。
So this, they were fishing at the shallow end of the water.
那么我们说那个网呢，叫做 hand net， 就是手网。
So that net was called the hand net.
这个手网呢，就是你用手就可以撒出去的。
So basically, you could use your hands and cast it.
你撒出去的时候，那个圆呢、啊，那个圆大概那个直径大概是15英尺那么长，那么宽。
So, when you cast, that net diameter is probably 15 feet.
所以是你用，你只要一这样撒出去，就一网鱼就可以进来了。
So when you cast it out, you can catch any fish.
你眼睛要很敏锐。
Your eyes have to be very keen.
你的身体要非常的灵活。
Your body has to be very agile.
你的时间要算得非常的精确。
You have to calculate the time correctly.
你稍微差一点。
If you just miss a little bit.
你说我今天想多睡一点。
You say, I just want to sleep a little bit
more. 你知道那个人就不得救了。
Then that person will be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个就是当你撒网的时候。
Just this is so when you cast the net,
你看你这个就叫做手网 hand net， 就是你撒出去的时候用手撒出去的网，那么一下，那么这个多半在浅水湾的地方。
So when you cast the hand net, it's probably in the shallow end.
那么许多的鱼就进来。
So that many fish come in.
所以这个是第二种打鱼的方式。
This is the second method.
那么这个就指着我们对邻居传福音。
This speaks about preaching to our neighbors.
有的时候也许你请了一些朋友，请了一些同事了。
Maybe you invited some of your coworkers, some of your neighbors.
你他们对他们做见证。
You testify to them.
你一网撒出去。
When you cast the net,
你看见有许多人就得救了。
You see many are saved.
所以这是第二种打鱼的方式。
Now this is the second method of preaching the gospel.
那第三 种打鱼就是在深海里打鱼。
Now the third method is that you teach as fish at the deep end.
那么在深海打鱼的时候
，when you fish at the deep end，
一直到今天，犹太人他们都是在晚上去打的。
Even until today, the people of Israel, they fish at night.
你知道这个原因在什么地方？
What is the reason for that?
因为你在浅水湾打鱼啊。
When you're at the shallow end,
跟这个水的温度有关系。
It has to do with the temperature of the water.
我们说过为什么彼得那个时候他们打鱼一下子打很多鱼上来。
Now why when they fish, they caught many fish at that time?
我们讲过在那一带啊有好在加利利有好多的热带鱼。
Now we know that in the Sea of Galilee, there are many tropical fish.
那么这个热带的鱼要怕冷。
Now these tropical fish are afraid of the cold.
所以到了冬天的时候
，So when it comes winter time，
它是寻找有一些这个水温比较这个暖和的地方去
居。They seek for water temperature that is a bit higher.
那么在加百农的附近
，So near Capernaum，
刚刚好有一个 spring 叫 Seven Spring 溪泉，在地下那个水泉。
And there was a spring called the Seven Spring near Capernaum.
这个是温泉。
Now it's a warm water spring.
所以这个温泉一到了这个海湾的附近
，So when the spring's water hit that and that bay，
就吸引很多很多的鱼。
It would attract many many fish.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里很清楚。
So brothers and sisters, it's very clear.
这个福音需要在一个很温暖的环境底下，你就找到很多很多的鱼。
If you find a very warm environment, you'll find many fish.
所以你传福音的时候，你很自然脸一定要是笑的。
So when you preach the gospel, naturally your face should be smiling.
这个不需要教的。
You don't have to teach.
因为你一定要在一个温暖的环境底下。
So because you have to be in a warm environment.
就在你的同事中间。
Just among your coworkers.
你平常对他就是非常热心的。
You're very warm person.
你就是非常关怀他的。
You care a lot about them.
你有什么事情，你一放下，你就招呼他。
If there's something, you just let everything go and go.
所以就是为在等待要传福音的时候。
So when you preach the gospel,
你看见这些朋友。就来了。
So then these friends come.
但是我觉得今天有的人呢，平常不和别人打招呼的。
Now I know that today many never say hi.
连名字什么也不知道。
Don't even know what their neighbors are called.
就是如果你同住在一个 apartment 里面。
Now if you live in the same apartment.
你如果真的有爱灵魂的心的话。
Now if you have a love for the apartment.
你愿意和这些人做朋友。
You want to be friends with them.
因为你的目的要把福音送给他。
Because you want to preach the gospel to them.
所以就是这个世界是个寒冷的地方。
This world is a cold world.
所以什么时候，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？你已经把整个的环境安排好了。
So whenever you arrange your environment,
你就是一个温暖的环境。
You have to arrange it as a warm environment.
所以什么时候你把网一撒出去
，So that when you cast out the net,
你一邀请他们，他们就来了。
When you invite them, they come.
你爱他们
，You love them.
所以在重要关口的时候
，So at the critical moment,
你知道许多人都会经过人生许多的遭遇。
Many people will encounter many things in the life.
当他最需要援手的时候，你把手伸出去。
When they need the most help, you extend your hand.
当你的邻居最需要帮助的时候，你给他帮。
When your neighbors need the most help, you give them help.
你的同学，你的同事。
Your classmates or coworkers.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个就好像那个气泉一样。
This is like that spring.
因为这个缘故
，For this day.
等到时候到的时候
，When the time comes.
你看见吗？那个网一撒出去
，When you cast that net.
那个网就进来。
Then the fish come in.
所以这是第二种打鱼的方法。
So this is the second method of teaching the gospel.
所以这种打鱼的方法是需要很长时间的。
Now this type of fishing requires long
time. 老早预备工作就做好了。
Now you have to prepare in advance.
你所以要做一盘很好的菜给你的邻居。
Now you want to cook a good meal for your neighbor.
你不光是喜欢做他的朋友。
Not just because you want to be their friend.
你是在关心他的灵魂。
Do you really care about his spirit?
所以弟兄姊妹在这种情形底下。
So in this circumstance.
你看见就像彼得、约翰他们一样。
Now just like Peter and John.
一网出去。
When they cast that net.
那当然他要很警觉才可以。
Now they have to be very alert.
然后呢，我们知道说一些鱼就进来。
Then many fish come in.
所以感谢主弟兄。
So thank the Lord, brother.
这是第三个方法。
This is the third method.
第二个方法，那么这个就是特别在浅水湾许多鱼就来。
Now this is especially at the shallow end.
我们要说
，Now we want to
say， 许多时候主救我们
，Oftentimes the Lord saves us，
是在浅水湾来救的。
He saves us in the shallow end.
而在浅水湾，你所用的网就是一种手网。
Now that kind of net is just a hand net.
用手撒的网。
If you use your hand to cast the net.
那么这种的网呢，一出去，许多鱼就进来。
And when you cast this net, many fish come in.
这是第二。
This is the second method.
那第三呢，他们要到深水去。
Now the third method, they have to go to the deep end.
那在深水，你是什么能够吸引这些鱼呢？
Now what can attract these fish in the deep end?
那到今天呢，到今天呢，我们知道这个他们打鱼的是这样。
Now the way they fish is this way.
太阳下山以后
after the sun has set,
他们就有一只船呢，上面有个假人坐在上面。
Now they have a boat and they have like a dummy.
根本没有人的。
A dummy on top of the.
然后这个上面这个船上面有个灯。
Now this boat has both a light and also a mannequin there.
但这个灯呢就照在这个水上面。
So then this light shines upon the water.
在几个钟头以后呢？
After a few hours,
他们再送一只船出去。
They sent another boat.
那个船有很多电子的设备。
That boat has many electronic devices.
Yeah, 然后根据这个电子的设备，他可以知道那个是鱼大概在往什么地方集中。
So according to these electronic devices, they know where the fish have gathered.
然后这个电子设备就把电波传回来，信息传回来。
So then they pass back the radio waves.
然后现在的渔夫知道哪里有鱼了。
So then the fishermen know where the fish.
然后就往那个地方去。
They go to that direction.
就把网撒下去。
They cast the net.
所以许多的鱼就上来了。
So then many fish are brought up.
所以你知道吗？今天打鱼啊，跟主耶稣那个时候不一样。
So you know that today when they fish is very different from when.
现在传福音和主耶稣那时候也不一样。
Now preaching the gospel is very different from that.
现在也许你用这个用网络就叫人得救了。
So this time probably use the internet to save people.
现在有的时候也许你用广播就叫人得救了。
So this time probably use the radio to save people.
但是不管怎么样
，No matter what，
最重要是什么
？The most important is.
最重要鱼是往什么地方集中的
？The most important is where did the fish gather？
在主耶稣那个时候。
Now according at the Lord's time，
他们没有这些灯，没有这些电子设备。
They didn't have electronic devices。
所以他们一定拿这个火把。
So they probably use the torch.
然后呢，一船一面开一面拿着火把。
Now as the boat went along, they held the torch.
那么在黑暗里面，坐在黑暗里面那些鱼。
Now those fish in the darkness,
看见光就被吸引。
When they see the light, they are drawn to the light.
一个看见光被吸引住，结果就往光的地方就吸引。
Now because they were drawn to the light, they went towards the light.
所以你记不记得圣经告诉马太告诉我们主耶稣用加百农来做他的根据地。
Now you know that the Lord used a According to Matthew, used Capernaum as his home base.
马太就特别说那个地方靠海。
Now Matthew said that place was close to the sea.
这就应验了先知以赛亚的话。
Now this fulfilled the saying of prophet Isaiah.
那就是西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外，外邦人的加利利地。
Now it says that in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, in Capernaum.
那么坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光。
Now the land, the people who were sitting in the darkness saw a great light, verse 16.
坐在死荫之地的有光发现照的。
And to those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
所以你看见这个就告诉为什么我们的主到加利利。
Now this tells us why the Lord went to Galilee.
因为他是渔夫。
Because he was a great fisherman.
他不只在浅水湾打鱼。
He was not only just going to fish at the shallow.
他也到深海去打鱼。
And he was also going to do the deep end.
结果弟兄姊妹，你看见鱼就来了。
So then you see, brothers and sisters, the fish came.
有光，鱼就来了。
Then when there was light, the fish came.
所以弟兄姊妹，传福音不是给人热，就是给人光。
So brothers and sisters, when you preach the gospel, you either give them warmth or you give them light.
所以弟兄姊妹，人只要人看见热，看见光，人就来了。
Yeah, people see warmth and they see light, they will come.
所以弟兄姊妹，传福音有一个基本的秘诀。
So brothers and sisters, the basic secret to people.
一面你要把热送出去。
On the one hand, you have to give the heat.
还有一面你要把光送出去。
And the other thing is you have to give light.
你记不记得那个在路加福音上一次我们说过
？Now remember when we spoke of in the book of Luke.
那一次我们讲说是这个门五章路加福音第五章这个打鱼的时候，一个晚上也没有打到。
We mentioned how they in Luke 5 they fish for a whole night.
结果主耶稣说我们。往船开到深处。
Then the Lord Jesus said to let the boat go to the deep end.
你知道吗？在彼得的感觉里面。
Now in Peter's feeling,
在深处打鱼应该是晚上。
The fishing and the deep end, it has to be at night.
因为那个光呢能够吸引许多的鱼。
Because that light will dominate to them.
现在呢已经白天了。
Now it's the day.
所以呢在这个星期那个现在白天的光不是集中的光。
Now the daytime, the light is not a focused light.
所以现在鱼不容易集中。
So the fish will not be gathered together.
所以很稀奇我们主告诉门徒说大白天翻开到深处。
But our Lord said, you know, during the daytime, he said, go to the deep end.
在彼得感觉不可能有鱼。
And Peter's feeling they can't be fished.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那一天的鱼装满了两条的船。
That day, the fish filled two boats.
我问你一句。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么鱼集中呢？
Why were the fish gathered?
因为我们的主就是那个光。
Because our Lord was that light.
所以弟兄姊妹现在清楚。
So brothers and sisters, now
就是大白天。
Now even the great
time, 我你看见这一幅图画告诉我们什么？
Now what does this picture show us?
他就是那个光。
Shows us that he is.
在彼得的感觉就晚上才有那个光。
In Peter's feeling, that only at night do you need the light.
大白天没有用的。
And the daytime is no use.
结果没有想到我们的主在哪里。
But you can imagine that where the Lord was.
他的光就在哪里。
His light was there also.
他只要一声的呼唤。
He just has to say something.
也许是无声的呼唤。
He doesn't even, his calling doesn't even have to be with voice.
你看鱼就往他那里集中。
Then the fish will come and gather.
装满了两条船。
And fill the two fish.
这个弟兄姊妹，这个很清楚。
So brothers, this is very clear.
这是深处的大鱼。
Now this is the fishing at the deep end.
这是深水的大鱼。
This is fishing at the deep end.
这个深水的大鱼呢？
This at the deep end
就是是用户他们那个网就不是走网了。
Now that net is not a hand net.
那个网呢就是叫做那个网叫做这个一个叫做 basket net, 就是或者像篮一样的网。
The net is called the basket net.
或者 bag net, 就是袋子一样的网。
Or like a bag net.
那整个网像袋子一样。
That net is like a bag.
整个网像个大的菜篮一样。
It's like a basket.
所以呢，你先去用火炬来吸引鱼。
First, you use a torch to draw many.
然后你看准，
敌人 cast net, and then
那这就是呢，这个就是我们普通传福音聚会那个传福音的方法。
Now this speaks about the gospel meetings that we have.
你看，在那个福音的聚会里面，主要给光的。
Now that gospel meeting, the Lord is going to shine His light.
用借着福音的光，许多人看见光了。
Now through the light of the gospel, many will see the light.
你看见吗？叫他们看见了。
So they can see.
而且那是深水的鱼。
Now this is a fish from the deep end.
这个不是在海湾附近的。
Close to the bay.
So you see that, you 看见那是这些人离开你远的，你根本不认识他们。
Now these people, you don't really know them. They're kind of distant.
那么现在好几个水手在那里打鱼。
Now there are many fishermen at that place.
所以你看见有一个福音的聚会。
So then there's a meeting.
你看见有好多人就蒙恩得救了。
So many are saved.
所以这个就是圣经里面给我们看第三种打鱼的方法，就是水到水深的地方。
So this is the third method that the Bible shows us how to fish.
那最后一个方法，我们上一期也提到了。
Now the last method we already mentioned last.
那就是马太福音十三章那里所给我们看见的。
Now spoken of in Matthew chapter 13.
那最后一个比喻，主要是讲最后一个比喻。
Now the last parable that the Lord spoke of.
那么我们的主说，网撒下去，好多鱼就进来了。
The Lord said, cast down the net, and many fish came in.
那这种的网是很大很大的网。
Now this type of net is a very, very large net.
这个网大概有多长呢？大概有几百英尺那么长。
Now this net is probably 200 feet long.
那么宽呢？它能有几英尺的宽。
Now the width is probably many feet also.
所以有的时候是用两艘船把这个网鱼网下来的。
Now many times they use two boats to pull this net.
所以这样的话呢，一下子是好多这个海里面好多的鱼就通通捞上来了。
So many times this is how they catch many many fish.
有的时候是一个人站在岸上。
Probably sometimes somebody lands at the shore.
一条船在外面。
Then there's another boat at the other end.
然后呢，也是把它包抄变成一个圆圈。
Now you make it into a circle.
然后就把鱼网上来。
Then you can pull them up.
还有的就是两条船呢，慢慢借着网把鱼一直往岸上赶。
Now Now the other way is for the two boats to hold the net and then move towards the
shore. 那不是每一个海岸都可以这样做。
You can't do that with every shore.
如果海岸很多石头，你就不能这样做。
There are many rocks, you can't do that.
如果海岸没有太多的石头的话，
that shore doesn't have many
rocks. 你看见两条船，那慢慢慢慢往岸上开。
So slowly the boat will push the fish.
你看见鱼
吗？
鱼呢就慢慢慢慢慢慢就往岸上集中。
So then the fish slowly go towards the shore.
所以这样结果呢，也就得到鱼。
So then you catch the fish.
那我们说过这个打鱼的方法
Now we know that this way of fishing
特别是到主要回来以前
Especially towards the time that the Lord comes
你看见传福音就像这样一网撒下去一样
Now the preaching of the gospel is like casting a large net
这个预言在应验上有两种的应验
Now the fulfillment of this prophecy is two ways
一个应验就像今天 Billy Graham 传福音一样
On the one hand is someone like Billy Graham
你看见一次不少万人来参加
You see many tens of thousands come
所以这个网撒下去是个很大很大的网
So when they cast the net it's a very very large net
所以你看见许多人得救是成千成万的得救
So when they are saved the thousands are saved
那么特别到主回来以前
Especially before the Lord
你看见只有在主回来以前
Only when right at the time that the Lord comes,
你看见哥利汉传的福音，那个是那个这个有那么多人参加。
When Billy Graham preaches the gospel, many come
participate. 在主耶稣那个时候没有这种情形。
At the time of our Lord, there wasn't such.
在保罗那时候也没有这种情形。
At the time of Paul, there wasn't such.
但是现在你看见现在呢，人是很多很多。
But now you see today is many times.
我当然，我们刚才说过，主耶稣也有五千人的，主耶稣五千人叫人吃饱的。
Now our Lord also did feed the 5,000.
如果你记得保罗特别在帖撒罗尼迦工作。
Now remember when Paul worked at Thessalonica.
三个礼拜全城都震动了。
Now the whole 3 weeks, the whole city was shaken.
没有错的。
That's true.
但是呢，像这种信息特别。
They draw another circle.
他们是没有宗派的宗派。
They are a non-denominational denomination.
他们不是，他们 denomination, non-denomination, 他们 non-denominational denomination. 他们这个没有宗派的宗派。
They are a non-denominational denomination.
他们没有挂牌子。
They don't have a nameplate.
但是他们自己也是一个。
But they are a denomination.
这种姊妹，问题不是别人怎么说。
Is the problem is what do others say?
问题主怎么说
？The problem is what does the Lord say?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see, brothers and sisters,
在这里为什么你让人家误会呢？
Why are you willing to be
misled? 因为你看他们根本福音也不传的。
You see, they don't preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个教会是教会的话
，If a church is to be a church,
不可能没有什么三世之的。
It's impossible for you to say
people. 不可能不传福音的。
It's impossible for you to not.
只要传福音，一定有人得救的。
To preach the gospel, people will be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
慢慢，人家误会就消失了。
So then slowly the misunderstanding will go.
许多说这些人是跑对边的。
In the beginning, they will draw circles.
结果那些传教士要说。
Then the missionaries will say,
结果他们做的事远超过我们所做。
They will say the work that they do is far beyond what we can do.
我们许多担心这些中国人在那里画圈圈。
We will worry that these Chinese people will draw circles.
你不要美南浸会，因为这是美国的。你不要 Southern Baptist， 因为这是美国的。
You don't want to call yourself Southern Baptist.
No, 你不要 Southern Baptist， 因为这属于美国的。
Oh, you don't want to be with the Southern Baptists because they belong to the
United States. 你不要圣公会因属于美国来的。
You don't want the
英国来的。
Lesbian church because they're from England.
那这些人大概完全一切都是本土的。
Now,
一切都是 native， 都是。
Oh, these are probably all native.
但是就是，慢慢久了以后，他们眼睛许多传教士看见了。
Then slowly these preachers will see.
他们实在是有意向的。
They are once the vision.
他们的梦有一天果然实现。
Their dream one day will come true.
弟兄姊妹，迟早有一天要看你说。你从回过头去看。
One day you'll see when you go back.
特别现在你再到大陆去看。
Especially if you go back to China.
为什么福音那样的广传
？Why was the gospel preached?
原来当初这些弟兄姊妹他们已经种下去了。
Because the brothers and sisters have planted themselves.
他们就像一这个种子一样种下去。
They were like a seed that was planted.
有的为主寻道。
Many were martyred for the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见许多人蒙恩得救。
You see many were saved.
现在你知道说。
So now you know.
他们所做的。
The work that they did.
就是许多传教士想做而没有做到。
Is the work that many missionaries wanted to do and couldn't do.
弟兄姊妹，
这
就给我们看。
This shows us.
在主要回来以前。
Before the Lord returns,
你看见了吗
you see?
不只用我们一个人一个人在那里传经
Not just us individually are teaching there,
他要兴起教会的见证
He wants to raise the testimony of the
church 许多的这个见证也许被人误会
In the beginning, the testimony might be mentioned
in the past 如果你真是为个主
If you are for the Lord,
许多人要从你那里得到供应
Many will receive help from you
你的爱叫别人受不了
Your love will cause others to
你的爱叫别人落眼泪
Your love will cause others to shed tears
许多他们误会你
In the beginning,
有一天他们要受你爱的感动
one day they will be touched by your love
等一等他们发现你们不是光是做独善其身把门关起来只做自己只管自己属灵
then they will see that you not just close your doors and do your own thing
他们看见你的肩膀是放在所有的灵魂挂着所有的灵魂
but then they see that your shoulders are there for the whole, all the souls
实在无中
one day
人会问说为什么他们传经有果效
people are going to ask why were they efficient or they were there were results
因为他们整个身体在那里动
because the whole body was moving
而我们只有几个肢体在那里动
and us were just a few members moving
你知道一个瘫痪的人几个肢体也在动的
now you know a person that's disfigured paralyzed a few members are moving
但是永远赶不上一个生龙活虎不应该说龙啊一个很活泼泼的这个一个年轻人
but you can never outpass a young man who exercises all his members
因为那个是身体的力量
Because that is the strength of the whole body.
而我们只有几个肢体的力量。
And we only have the strength of a few members.
你把内地会把一千个传教士团带送出去。
Now the inland mission, they send thousands of missionaries
to China. 不过是一千个肢体。
It's only 100,000 members.
要救成亿的灵魂。
If you want to save billion souls.
弟兄姊妹，你看过吗？这个工作是谁的工作呢？
Whose work is this?
是圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，我们不要在这里讲一个东西是我们不能实行的。
We shouldn't teach something that we cannot fulfill.
我们不能讲一个东西它不产生果效的。
We cannot teach something and then it will not be
used. 你看见，如果我们真的在这里受训练。
If we are here to be trained,
我们意象一定要看清楚。
We have to have a clear vision.
这样你看见我们为了主的缘故。
So for the Lord's sake,
一面持守着他的见证。
On the one hand, we hold on to his testimony.
不要紧，弟兄姊妹。
No, it doesn't matter.
你也许今天是小冒三次之。
Maybe today you just have.
如果这两点我们不放松的话，
if we don't let go of these two,
你看迟早有一天人会嫁给我们。
One day the Lord will grant us more.
我知道有一个聚会。
I know there is one meeting.
他们为了主做见证。
For the Lord's sake,
人慢慢少了。
The people saw,
越少了他们就越没有准备
the less people there was the less they were prepared
忽然有一天呢
one day
就不知道为什么从别的地方来 就叫了一批人来
now someday the Lord sent a group of people
来寻找他们
they came to look for them
忽然间来了几十个人
there came many people
他们没有准备好
they weren't prepared
他们向来波比丘就没有准备好
They weren't prepared in the breaking of bread.
觉得小冒三次是没什么意思，敷衍一下聚会就完了。
Three or four of us, it doesn't matter.
那这些人来，他们不是要敷衍的。
Now these people, when they came, they didn't.
他们要看看到底这帮弟兄姊妹做什么。
They were looking to see what did these people do.
结果他们碰不着主的同在。
They didn't see the Lord's presence.
没有多久，他们又离开了。
Then they left also.
所以就是我们随时要准备好。
We have to be always prepared.
今天也许是二十个人。
Maybe 20 people.
明天。也许就是两百个人，但是问题是这样，我们有没有忠心？我们有没有准备好？如果我们没有准备好，忽然间人来了，我们怎么办？忽然间那么多来信服于我们怎么办？所以弟兄姊妹，在这里就给我们看见，福音是有果效的，福音一定会带这个结果的。所以在这里很清楚的。给我们看见怎样得人如得我想这是我里面很重的感觉但是我们点了一下但是不够重我盼望弟兄姊妹能看见在圣经里面给我们看见这些传福音的路在哪里
I hope brothers can see where the way that the Lord has provided.
有的都是一对一的，一个对一个的。
Sometimes it's one on one.
这是最基本的。
This is the most basic.
有的时候为着邻居，你把热给出去。
Sometimes for your neighbors, you send out your warmth.
许多人就进来了。
Then many come in.
有的时候借着福音聚会，你把光给出去。
Sometimes the gospel meeting, you send out the light.
也有许多人得救。
Many are saved.
但是我们在今天要做的工作。
We believe that the work of the Lord.
在全世界各地要做的工作。
In the whole world today,
他要兴起一个团体的心。
He's going to raise a corporate vessel.
这个团体的器皿就是基督的身体。
This corporate vessel is the body of Christ.
不是道理的。
It's not theoretical.
真正是活的。
It's the living.
每一个人向着都是活的。
Everyone is living towards the
Lord. 他们的彼此相爱。
They can love one another.
彼此洗脚。
They can wash one another.
然后他们彼此鼓励，把福音送出去。
And they can encourage one another and preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
最早最早在主的跟前就是二个人。
Now, at the earliest of times, there were only 12 disciples.
你能相信主手下是二个人，这个但犹大不算。
Can you believe that the 12, not counting Judah,
他们来到主面前。
When they came before the Lord,
他们向着主忠心。
They were faithful to the Lord.
结果你看得到，今天福音能送到全世界。
You see that today, the gospel can be preached throughout the whole world.
人数不是问题。
The problem is not the numbers.
如果我们光看见人数。
If we only look at the small numbers.
就是许多时候我们就灰心了。
Then we can become discouraged.
你知道吗？主耶稣讲山上教训的时候。
Now when the Lord spoke,The Sermon on the Mount,
是当他工作很发达的时候
was when his work was very, very good.
很多
very,
prosperous. 很多人蒙恩得救
Many were saved.
很多人病得被医治
Many were healed.
很多人鬼被赶走
Many demons were cast away.
很多人从很远的地方都来找主
Many people came far away lands to hear him.
圣经看见的许多人
But you see many, many of these people.
结果圣经告诉我们主耶稣离开他们
Then the Bible tells us that the Lord left them.
他应该到人群中间去
He should have gone to the crowd.
结果他上山去
But then he went to the mountain.
为什么
Brothers and
sisters, 他离开群众
When he left the multitude,
是为了要回到群众
So in order that he could return to the
multitude. 许多人离开群众再也不回去了
Some people when they leave the multitude, they never
return. 这是大错特错
This is wrong.
结果到了山上
When he reached the mountain,
是门徒来到他面前
Then the disciples came before him.
他的对象是十二个门徒
His audience was the 12 disciples.
山下有成千成万的人
Now on the bottom mountain, there were thousands of people.
要救他们
The Lord wanted to save them.
但主要借着十二个门徒来救他们
But the Lord was going to use these 12 disciples to
所以主训练他们
so the Lord trained them.
然后呢再回到群众
so then they returned to the
mountain. 说你们要去
so you have to go.
你们要往普天上去
you have to go to the ends of the earth.
要叫万民做我的门徒
so you call thousands to be my disciples.
哦弟兄姊妹你看见吗这个是成功了没有成功了但是是从十二个人开始
But it began with 12 people.
如果我们的主一看到那几千人在山下多重要啊
If the Lord said Oh you see all the thousands How important
但是不我们的主是从少数开始
Our Lord began with a small number
除非有一帮人
Unless there is a group of people
为着主的缘故
For the Lord's sake
答应主的呼召
To answer his call
表面上
On the appearance
这十二个人画手圈圈
The twelve disciples They all circle around
你看他们离开了群众
You see they left the multitude
他们完全不管四周的需要
They don't care about the needs of the
people 哦弟兄姊妹你看见吗
No brothers and sisters
他们离开群众
They left the multitude
需要回到群众
So they can return to the multitude
所以感谢主
So thank you
否则这个见证永远做不出来
Otherwise the testimony will never go forth
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
那这样的弟兄姊妹
Now,
现在你看见吗
you see,
门徒们就往普天上去起头他们不肯啊起头以色列起头他们看见在耶路撒冷太好了
They saw how it was great in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹 在耶路撒冷三天得救五千人得救
In Jerusalem 3,000 were saved 5,000 were saved
那结果他们觉得我们就守住这里这是很好的教会啊
They said, let's keep it here let's keep the church here
所以难怪使徒们都不离开了
So none of the apostles wanted to leave
结果神就用逼迫把他们赶上了
So then the Lord used tribulation to send them away
弟兄姊妹结果外邦的教会是谁开始的
Now, who began the church of the Gentiles?
安提阿的教会是谁开始的
Who began the church in Antioch?
不是使徒们开始的
It wasn't by the apostles.
也不是保罗，也不是巴拿巴。
It was not Paul, it was not Barnabas.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？就是这些人，他们不出去把福音送出去。
It was these that they went out and they sent out the gospel.
你看基督的身体。
You see the body of
Christ. 那个力量有多大
How big is that strength?
结果弟兄姊妹。你看见安提阿的教会
then the church in Antioch,
然后保罗就加进来
and then Paul was added,
然后主更使用保罗
then the Lord used Paul.
因为慢慢你看见说
then you see,
现在主要在一个地方一个地方设立他的教会
the Lord was going to establish his church in each locality.
每一个地方都应该有教会的见证器
every locality should have a testimony
但那个见证是个见证是个活的
but that testimony is living testimony
是个基督的身体
it's the body of Christ
那么弟兄姊妹那结果是什么呢
what is the result?
结果身体的力量发挥了
Then the strength of the body is exercised.
结果我们看见许多人就得救。
Then we see many are saved.
所以保罗到一个城一个城去。
So as Paul went from city to city.
为什么一个城一个城？
Why city to city?
那那个地方的见证建立起来了。
Then the testimony of the locality.
整个那个地方教会福音的责任就落在他们身上。
Then the whole God, the responsibility of the whole gospel is just upon their soul.
那么很清楚的，另外一个城。
Another city.
然后慢慢慢慢的。
Then slowly, slowly.
虽然保罗离开了。
Even though Paul left.
保罗是被逼迫离开的。
Paul was left because of tribulation.
他想念帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
He thought about
this. 得救才几个月。
He just stayed for a few months. 但
是很戏剧，保罗还没有叫他们说你们要传福音。
But amazingly, Paul didn't take all preach the gospel.
福音已经送到附近的乡村去了。
The gospel already reached the villages in that area.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
福音能够送到全世界。
The reason why the gospel can.
那个方法就是基督的方法。
The method must be the method of Christ.
今天你把它组织了，要用一个什么运动没有用的。
Today, if you want to have an organization, have a movement.
要回到圣经。
Return to the Bible.
那保罗传福音好像没有果效，是最有果效的。
As if Paul's preaching did not have any results.
你看见保罗传福音没有预算的。
Now Paul never planned his preaching.
保罗没有预算，没有。
He never had calculated.
No, 还有钱财上没有预算的。
Oh, he never had a budget for the gospel.
对，他没有事先算好的。
He never had a budget.
他就这么出去，就这么出去了。
He just went out.
就凭着信心出去了。
By faith he would go out.
对，如果保罗今天要去 interview 啊，说要做个 missionary 的话。
So if Paul was going to go to an interview to become a missionary.
那么他一定要找你来谈面谈的。
Then they would interview him.
他问要问说有几个人支持你啊？
He said how many people are there to support
you? 我说没有啊，只有天上支持我。
Paul said no, nobody, only
heaven. 然后呢，你再问保罗。
Then you ask,
啊，那你有什么计划？你下一站要到什么地方啊？
What kind of plan do you have? Where's your next stop?
保罗说我不知道啊。
Paul said I don't know.
保罗第二次出去只说要出去看望从前的地方啊。
Paul, the second missionary trip of Paul, he only said I want to visit all the saints that I.
结果圣灵慢慢引导他，引导他。
Then the Spirit slowly led him, led him.
没有想到福这个整个就到了这个福音就传到欧洲去了。
He didn't imagine that the gospel preached to Europe.
如果今天保罗告诉这些 interview 的人说，
Now Paul told the interviewers today,
我没有什么计划。
I don't have any plan.
圣灵只要耶稣不举，我就不去哪里。
If the Lord prevents me from going somewhere, I won't.
然后呢，我就不知不觉的就到了欧洲。
Then I'll inadvertently reach Europe.
那弟兄姊妹，你相信这样的人会被录取吗？不可能。
Do you think Paul would be accepted? It'd be impossible.
所以我们相信，今天保罗如果 apply for 这些所有 missionary 的话，没有一个他不可能录取的。
So Paul would never be able to pass any of these interviews.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗的传福音是最有果效的。
The preaching of Paul was the most effective.
因为他的撒的网都是大网。
Because the net he casted was the large net.
但是不要忘记，我们没有走极端。
We did not go the.
等一等，你看见我们的主也叫保罗一个对一个的。
But then you see that Paul, the Lord also calls Paul to do one by one.
但是不管怎么样，
but not,
我们看见保罗有一个看见。
You see that Paul had a theme.
所以圣经很清楚给我们看见。
So the Bible shows.
特别是路加给我们看见，因为路加非常靠近保罗。
Especially Luke shows us because Luke is.
所以圣经一点都没有写错。
The Spirit didn't write anything wrong.
只要一个城。
If it's one city,
那个教会是单数的。
That the church is singular.
弟兄姊妹，因为很可惜。
It's such a shame.
许多人把教会当成个游戏。
Many people have made the church into a game.
你知道弟兄会到了末了的时候。
Now the brethren movement until when it reaches end.
他们中间有的弟兄起来说，他有的人在那里玩教会 play church.
Some brothers and sisters say they were playing church.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很可惜的一件事。
So brothers and sisters, it's such a shame.
许多人把这个圣经里面提的一个地方一个教会。
Many people when they said they mentioned that there was one church in one locality.
当作像 charter， 当作宪章那样的办法来做。
Made it into a charter.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So
你看见吗？他们对这个好像有一个 structure， 有一个根据了。
As if there's a structure there.
这是非常可惜。
This is a shame.
圣经里给我们看见这个一个。
According to the Bible, the one.
乃是指说他们是同心合意。
Speaks of their oneness.
没有一个理由能叫他们彼此分开。
There's no reason that will cause them to be divided.
所以那个城里面的责任都挂在他们的身上。
The responsibility of that city is upon their shoulders.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这里做主的见证，
if we are here for the Lord's testimony,
每一件事要记得，
we have to remember one.
我们一定要在这两件事上操主的心。
We have to please the Lord in these two aspects.
人家怎么说是别人的事。
What other people say is their business.
我再说弟兄姊妹，
I want to say again.
我已经说过。 过了。
I already said it.
人都喜欢画圈圈的。
People like to draw circles.
你不画圈圈，有人给你画圈圈。
If you don't draw circles, others will draw circles.
但是你这不要紧。
That's not important.
问题是你在主面前的心是不是干净。
The question is, do you have a pure heart before the Lord?
你如果的心是向着整个神的儿女的。
Your heart is towards all the people of God.
你和他们中间根本就没有那道墙。
There's no wall between you and them.
你自然是没有圈圈的。
Naturally, you won't have circles.
而且你有整个城的所有的灵魂都当作你的责任。
Have all the souls of that city upon your shoulders.
在传福音救人这件事情上，从来没有落在别人后面的。
Never fall behind others.
弟兄姊妹，直到有一天
，one day，
慢慢慢慢人要看见这个见证。
Slowly people will start to see this testimony.
不止如此，有更多人要向往这个见证。
More people will see this testimony.
结果福音的力量就更大。
Then the power of the gospel will be much greater.
因为八千人总比三千那个肩膀大得多了。
Now because 8,000 people's shoulders will be greater than that of
2,000. 所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因为这个缘故，主要把灵魂加给我们。
God wants to grant souls to us.
因为主要给我们更大的肩膀。
Because the Lord wants to give us a bigger soul.
主要给我们更大的责任。
The Lord wants to give us a bigger responsibility.
那问题在这里。
Now the problem is,
我们有没有看见？
Have we seen?
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
我们的主传福音多半在乡村。
When the Lord preached the gospel, many in the village.
但是保罗传福音的时候。
But when Paul preached the gospel,
他是一个城一个城的。
He went to city to city.
因为从圣经里面的启示来看。
Because from the revelation of God.
到了主要回来以前。
Before the Lord returns.
如果要把全世界的福音都福音化的话。
If you want to preach the gospel to the whole world.
这是唯一的办法。
This is the only way.
今天大陆的光景就是很明显的证明。
Situation in China today is a very open evidence.
所以如果福音要送到各地区的话，
if you want to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth,
你看见有效的福音乃是圣经里面老早就启示给我们。
The effective way of preaching the gospel is already revealed in the
Bible. 我想是非常非常清楚的。
And I think it's very clear.
这就是在圣经里面所给我们看见的四种的。
These are the four methods that the Bible shows us how to preach the gospel.
我想我们今天上午的聚会就停在这里。
I think that we'll just end the meeting this morning.
我们一点半准时，我们再回到这里。
At 1:30, we should return promptly.
然后我们下午再有一些的交流。
And then we'll continue our fellowship.
我们低头有些祷告。
When we have a few words of prayer.
我们好不好有两三位弟兄姊妹带我们有些祷告？你自由的在主面前祷告。
How about if two or three brothers and sisters yield led by the Spirit to pray?